The Create and Thrive Podcast, episode 73. Handmade Holiday Biz Checklist, 2016.
I'm Jess Van Den, and this is the Create and Thrive Podcast. A former school teacher, I turned my handmade hobby into a thriving business, and I also teach other creatives how to do the same. My goal is to help you learn how to turn your creative hobby into a thriving, profitable business. So let's get learning.
Hey Thrivers, Jess here. How are you? I hope you're well. I'm very well. I've had a really good week so far and it's hopefully only going to get better. I'm about to fly up to Townsville and visit my very, very dear friend Penny, who I've been friends with since high school. And we're going to spend a week chilling out and catching up. It'll be really lovely to see her again. And today I organized to do some yoga teaching in my local yoga studio. So I'm very excited about that. Just a couple of classes a week to, you know, get my teaching groove on and get out into the community and offer something and help people. So I'm very excited about that. And if you happen to live on the Sunshine Coast, I'll share more details about that as I can. It's still a bit hush-hush right now, so I can't give you the details. But yeah, I'll let you know when my classes are. You might like to come along if that's something you're interested in. It would be awesome to see you. And that's pretty much what I'm up to. This weekend, I had a really wonderful weekend. We had our housewarming, which we should have had about 4 months ago, but there was a massive storm that flooded everything. So we had to postpone. So we postponed to this weekend and it was really lovely to have so much of my family and our friends coming to visit and just being in the space and sharing our home with us. So that was really, really special. And I'm really glad that we had decent weather and we could sit outside and enjoy the deck and enjoy the space. And that was really nice. So I've had a very good week. I hope you have too. Now, today's episode is actually a redo, a replay. It's because it's that time of year again. You know what time I'm talking about? That's right, it's time to get ready for the holiday season. And just in case you haven't been a long-term listener, I did an episode around this time last year which gave you all of the steps you need to go through in order to prepare for the holiday season. There's a checklist, you know, I've given you everything you need to think about there, and I thought it might be worthwhile replaying that episode for people who either haven't heard it before, or if you've been a long-term listener and you kind of forgotten about it, you know, it was a year ago after all, it would be really, probably really helpful for you to hear this episode again. So we're going to replay this episode today. And again, as always, you know, if you have any recommendation or if you listened to last year's and, you know, you found it really helpful, I'd love to know. Chuck a comment below the post over on the website, createandthrive.com, and look for episode 73, the Handmade Holiday Biz Checklist replay. And yeah, I hope you find this really, really useful and it gives you lots of tips and ideas for how to get ready, get your business organized so that you have your best holiday sales season ever. And if you're a new seller and you're like, oh my gosh, it's only September, what are you talking about, crazy lady? Here is a good tip for you. You really need to be thinking about this stuff now. November is way too late. October is getting pretty far up there because you've got to remember, you know, when people are buying online, there's a big turnaround. I know for my business, Ethereal, you know, it takes us up to 2 weeks to make an order. And then if we're sending overseas, it can take up to 4 weeks for it to ship. So that's 6 weeks right there prior that people are going to have to order for the holidays. And, you know, your business, you might have a quicker turnaround, which is great, but you can't, you know, you really can't speed up the shipping unless, you know, your customers pay for a shipping upgrade. So that's something to be really aware of, is that people, you know, you need to be doing your marketing really in October, which is crazy, I know, but it's the way online business is kind of the way it has to roll. And you really want to be, you know, October and November is when you really want to be pushing and hopefully getting the majority of your sales, especially if you do have a turnaround, you know, a longer turnaround period, to make sure that you get your stuff to your customers on time and it's not late. It's really, really important. So that's enough from me. Let's get into this episode. And again, let me know what you think. I'd love to hear it. And I'll see you again on the podcast next week.
Today, I thought we'd start thinking about the holidays, Christmas, etc. I know, it's very early, but when you have a handmade business, you really do actually need to start thinking about this stuff many months ahead. Because if you're anything like me, you may be finished with your Christmas orders by the beginning of December. So you really need to plan way out ahead of time to make sure you're on top of everything, you're organized, your customers know what's going on, you know what's going on, and you can have a successful, relatively stress-free holiday period. Chances are this will be your busiest time of year, so you really do need to be on top of things so that you don't let it get away from you, you don't get overwhelmed and stressed, and you actually can enjoy your own holidays with your friends and family, which is really, really important. So today I've actually put together a holiday prep checklist for you. Before I go any further, I want to let you know that I've actually done a PDF version of this. If you head on over to the blog, createandthrive.com, and look for episode 20, I can't believe we're already up to episode 20 of the podcast, you'll find a downloadable version of this checklist. I know listening to the podcast is great, but you probably want something you can refer back to. So I put that together for you to use for the rest of the year and into future years if you find it helpful. So make sure to head over to createandthrive.com, look for episode 20 of the podcast, and you'll find that downloadable version of the checklist. So let's dive into it and talk about each point. Number one. You need to work out your cutoff dates. Now, what do I mean by cutoff dates? A cutoff date is the time that you're going to stop accepting orders for Christmas. Let's just use Christmas. I know there's other holidays that other people celebrate, but I'm just going to use Christmas as my example because that's what we celebrate and that's what I'm used to. So for Christmas, and that's what I plan for the Christmas date, you need to make sure that your cutoff dates, so your cutoff dates are the last date that you can promise or that you will say that the order will arrive before Christmas, okay? This is really, really important, and it's really important to get it right and make it early enough so that you don't end up either stressing yourself out by having to work too long hours and too hard, and or you don't end up with unhappy customers because their item that they expected to get by Christmas hasn't arrived in time. It's all about managing the expectations of your customers. So for me, I'll give you an example. I have two cutoff dates. I have one for within Australia and I have one for international orders. Now, my cutoff date for international orders is actually the 1st of December. Yes, the 1st of December is my cutoff. Why is it so early? Well, because it takes me 1 to 2 weeks to make each order, and then there needs to be time for that order to actually ship overseas to where it's going. And at Christmas, you can guarantee the post is probably going to be a bit sluggish because there's so much stuff winging its way around the world. So make sure to make it early enough. That's been my date for the last, gosh, however many years, 7 years. But I may actually make that earlier this year because our order volume has increased to the point that I'm not sure we'll be able to get everything done by that date. So I have to think about that myself and decide if that's early enough. The second date has been in the past for me, the 15th of December, again, to let enough time for orders to be made and shipped before Christmas to arrive in time. You need to work this out for yourself. It'll depend on your turnaround time. It'll depend on, you know, your average shipping time. Kind of err on the side of it being longer than normal. So do that early because the earlier you can do it, the earlier you can publicize it and get it out to your customers so they know what's going on. And, you know, it's really important to get this done as soon as you can and put it out there as early as you can. You know, a month or two ahead of time is not too early to be publicizing those cutoff dates. So, you know, think back to previous years if you've been in business for a while. How did those dates work? Do you need to make them earlier? Can you make them later? Do you have stuff that's in stock? So you can make, you know, you can have a cutoff date for stuff that's in stock and a different cutoff date for stuff that's made to order. And you need to be able to make, you need to make sure you make that really clear in all of your listings and all of your promo, which is which, those sorts of things. So think about all of that and work out those cutoff dates. So once you've worked out your cutoff dates, number two is to work out your promo dates. So this means when are you going to start putting out your cutoff dates? And also, if you're running some sort of holiday promotion, you need to work out what it is and when you're going to run it. Now, I usually don't run a holiday promotion. And the reason I don't is because it's already my busiest time of year and I'm usually already flat out with orders. So I don't actually promote. I don't do a sale or anything like that. I obviously do promotion and marketing, but I don't actually run any sort of special or sale because I'm already busy and I can't really take on the extra volume. And so that's my personal position. If you're obviously in the position to take more orders, or you're, you know, at an earlier stage in your business and you really want to compete, then running some sort of holiday promo, you know, free shipping or a discount or buy this, get this is a great thing to do. But do it early. Do it early enough that it's not going to cause you any problems. If you get a rush of orders, you'll have time to get them done and all of those sorts of things. So look at, you know, what you can offer. If you want to do some sort of promotion, work it out now and work out the dates you're going to run it. Are you going to run it the beginning of November, mid-November, late November, early December? You know, what works for you and your business? It'll be different for everyone. Okay, number three is schedule time to create and list any holiday-specific items by mid-September at the latest. Earlier is better, but I know, you know, we're just, it's the end of August, beginning of September now, so you know, I think if you get them in your shop by mid-September, that gives a good amount of time for people to find them, and it gives a good amount of time for you to promo as well. So, by holiday-specific items, I mean, you know, anything that's actually, you know, holiday or Christmas-themed, obviously, but also anything that you know will sell well, you know, that's, it's a good gift item for someone to buy for someone else. So, you know, you don't have to make anything new. You can just look back at what you've already got and actually think about how you can, you know, change your keywords or anything like that and put holiday dates in there to talk about that. So if you don't want to create anything new, look at what you already have and see how you can tweak the titles, tags and descriptions of that to talk more about holiday gift giving, to try to bring in those holiday sales and gifts and things like that. So look at that now. If there's anything you actually need to make, get it made and listed ASAP and get it into your shop so people can start finding it. Okay, number four. Look back at last year's sales and add 20%. Now, this obviously only works if you were in business last year. If you were, look back, well, if you can look back a few years previously and see your own trend. So what I'm talking about here is a trend for how much extra you sell during that holiday period. 20% is, I will honestly say it is quite an arbitrary number. It's just a number I'm giving you if you don't have a sales trend to look at. But if you have your own data from previous years, go back and analyze that and look for the percentage increase over the rest of the year. And look for the time frame, like is your big selling time for the holidays just November, or does it stretch back into October or forwards into December? So look at that, work out that percentage and get prepared for that volume. Okay, make sure you know, do you have enough time in your schedule to get all that done? Do you need to hire, beg, borrow or steal some help from people? Do you need to prepare any stock beforehand, or you know, any can you do any blanks, or can you do any cutting out, or you know, anything you can do to prepare for that increase in volume will really pay off, because when you're in the thick of it, you'll be so busy and it'll be so manic and crazy, hopefully, if sales go well for you, that you'll something will slip through the cracks, and you don't want that to happen. Okay, so number five is to stock take. This is really important. Stock take not only your materials for your pieces, but also everything else. So your shipping supplies, your packing supplies, your promo supplies, you know, any postcards or business cards, anything that you send out, do a stock take of it and make sure you've got enough to handle that extra volume that you've just calculated, okay? Funny story for you, many years ago, probably back in, 2010 maybe, or 2009, I came a cropper of this. I didn't do this, and I had somebody order something for Christmas, and I realized when I went to make it that I didn't have a specific size of chain that I needed to make that piece. And the only person I knew who I could get that chain from was in America, and it took like 3 weeks normally for it to get to me. So this was quite early. I think it was only early November or something like that, but I'd still freaked out and thought, oh my gosh, is this going to happen? Like, does my stockist have this stuff in stock? Will it get to me in time? Will I then be able to send it and make it out? So I had to, you know, go order that. I had to contact my customer and apologize and say what the situation was, and that her order would take longer than I anticipated, but it should, hopefully everything going well, should still arrive in time, and all of those sorts of things. And I felt so silly, and I was like, I was so stressed about it. Do not let that happen to you. I mean, look at all of the things you offer for sale. Make sure you have enough of your base materials to fulfill those orders, and plan ahead. Like, if you know you can only get a small amount of a certain material for a certain item, put a quantity control in your shop. If you do made to order like I do, instead of just making it ongoing, put an actual quality control number in there, so that when you've sold the three that you can make, it doesn't relist and it doesn't go back in your shop again, or it says out of stock. Okay, really important. Get all that stuff organized now so that you don't run out of anything, and you're not desperately trying to get supplies from people when they're already busy because it's holiday time for them as well, or you don't run out of something silly like, you know, ribbon to tie your parcels up with. All of that things. Make sure to do a stock take of everything you need to send your items out and make your items, and order anything now that you need for that Christmas period. Okay, number six is to create a gift guide. I do this every year and it's really great. So what I do, because I have a large volume of items in my shop, I can actually do this with just my own pieces. So I'll do a gift guide and put it on my blog, and I'll mail it out to my email list. And what, you know, I'll have like, this is a good gift for mum or for your sister or for your husband or for your boss. So I'll actually go through my own products and I'll pull out an item I think would be appropriate to give to each of those people in your life, and I'll put a picture of it, I'll put a link to it, I'll have a little blurb about each thing and why I think it's a good thing for that person, and I'll put that out there. And inevitably I sell a lot of stuff off that gift guide. So it's a really, really great way of helping your customers to choose appropriate gifts for people. Especially if you're like me, you know, I have a couple of hundred products in my shop, so it's a lot to go through, it's a lot to look through. And by making it easier for people, you know, you pull out those star products and make it really straightforward and explain the reasoning behind why you think something would be good for a certain person, you make it easier for your customers to pick something appropriate. Now, if you don't have enough stock in your own shop to be able to do this, if you only have a small number of items, or you don't feel like you have things that are appropriate for a certain part of the population, why not organize a cross promotion with your friends? You know, find a few crafty friends who have complementary items, you know, have a similar feel to what they make, but not competition, so they don't make, you know, exactly the same sorts of things, and organize to put a gift guide together with a couple of you in it, and you can actually all promote that. And that's great because you're promoting each other and yourself, and it's, you know, it'll work really, really nicely and get your work out to in front of a lot more people. So either do one of your own or try to do a cross promo gift guide with friends or colleagues. And make sure to get that out early, okay? So, you know, think about your cutoff dates and your promo dates. Put that into your promo. Make sure to get it out a couple of weeks before your cutoff dates and promo it in the meantime so that people have a chance to see it and to check it out. As for how to create that, you know, you can just do it as simply as putting it in a blog post. You could even get a bit fancy and use Issue or something like that, issue.com, I think it is, to create an actual like magazine, online magazine, to make it look really schmick. But it's up to you. I just do a basic blog post and send it out via an email. It doesn't have to be fancy or over the top or really anything special. It just has to be there and easily accessible, you know. So make sure to put links to it on your, you know, promo it on your social media. If you have your own website, make sure to promo it on your landing page and all of those sorts of things. Okay, number seven is plan any PR reach outs. Do you have products you want to try to get promoed in blogs? Especially, you're probably getting a bit, cutting it a bit fine for magazines, but you can still try. Usually with magazines, you want to get it in probably 4 to 6 months beforehand. So, but it, you know, it's only early September. You can give it a shot if you have sort of monthly or bi-monthly magazines that you want to contact. For things like radio or TV, obviously you can do it a lot later, a lot closer to the date because they're not talking about that stuff yet. But I'm thinking primarily about blogs and magazines. So think about anything you want to try to promo for the Christmas or holiday season and organize that now. So organize who you want to contact, what blogs you want to talk to, what magazines you might want to talk to, organize the dates that you want to contact them. You know, organize a standard blurb of what you're going to say, but obviously remember, make sure to make it specific to everybody you contact. Use their name. Make sure to specifically mention their publication and why you love it and why you think your item is a good fit for them, and get that started. Sooner you can start rolling that out, the better, and the more likelihood you will have to get featured in other people's gift guides. You know, because a lot of blogs and things like that run Christmas gift guides or holiday gift guides. So this is where you want to, you know, you can just even put that in the subject header, something about, you know, consideration for inclusion in your holiday gift guide or something like that. And if you're talking about blogs, probably leave that till late October, I would think. They're probably not thinking about it until after Halloween, especially in the States, because they'll, you know, design blogs and style blogs will be talking about that before then. Okay, so that's number seven. Number eight, this is very important and not to be neglected. Schedule in some actual holiday time for yourself. It can be so easy to get just caught up with working and you get up to, you know, Christmas Eve and you're still working. This literally happened to us last year. Obviously, the orders we were making on Christmas Eve were not going to be arriving for Christmas, but we didn't shut our shop early enough to, because we knew we were having a week off between Christmas and New Year, but we didn't cut it off early enough, and so we were still making orders right up to Christmas Eve, which was not ideal. We're going to do something differently this year so that doesn't happen. So, you know, make sure to schedule in holiday time for yourself. Pick a quiet time if you can. I understand, especially for those of us, this is our living. We need to be making as much as we can out of this holiday period. So, but you know, think about what's going to work for you and your family and friends. Make sure to schedule some time to spend with them while they're on holiday, because life, that's what life is about, is, you know, work is great, our businesses are great, even if we love them and they're our passion, but family and friends are the foundation of life, and they're what's really important. So making time for them and for yourself to have a rest after the madness is really, 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 really important. So get that done now. Schedule it in now before everything gets crazy. And, you know, even if you get really, really busy, you can know you've got that time coming up where you get some downtime. Okay. Number nine, if you wholesale, you need to be reaching out to your stockists now to see if they want to purchase your work for Christmas. Very important. You know, they'll be starting in retail shops, they'll be starting to promo stuff definitely in November. So, you know, they need to plan their stocking of their shops. So send out an email, you know, contact them, pick up the phone if you talk to them on the phone. Just do that reach out and say, hey, especially if you've just created some new stock for the holiday period, you've done that, what we talked about earlier, and either created some new holiday specific stock or kind of rejigged the marketing around items to make them appropriate for holidays, reach out to your stockers and share that with them. If you've got the gift guide created, share that with them, see if they want to order any of that stuff. Okay, it can all work together. Number 10, if you want to do markets, make sure to research them ASAP and apply for the relevant ones now. You know, because if you get in, you're going to need to have enough stock for them. So you really need to plan that way ahead of time as well. So look around for the markets you really want to do. Look for the application dates. The really big fancy ones, they're probably already, you know, that's probably already happened or it's happening now. So don't miss out. Get in there. Apply to the ones you really want to do. Put them all on your calendar and really think about how much stock you're going to need for them and make sure to get started now making that stock while it's not so busy. Really important to do that. Okay, finally, number 11, I want you to consider your prices. This might not be something you would have thought about as part of a holiday prep checklist, but it's actually really important. Why is it important? Well, you're about to have the biggest selling period of the year. So are your prices where they need to be for this period? I had a bit of a crisis with this a few years ago, and this is why it's, you know, it's really relevant to me, and I've learnt this one the hard way. I was, I think it was about early November, something like that, and we were getting more and more orders, which was fantastic. However, most of our orders were rings, and at the time, we'd only been making the sterling silver wedding rings for probably that year we started, the end of the previous year, and they'd really picked up and were becoming really popular. And I'd actually meant to sit down and calculate a price increase on our rings because I knew, you know, when I introduced them, I priced them a bit lower because they were a new product and I kind of wanted to test them and see how they went. And so I was like, okay, well, after Christmas, when I have some time, I'm going to sit down and recalculate these prices and then do a, you know, very, very well thought out, organized price increase. That didn't happen. And the reason that didn't happen is because by early November, we were getting so many orders that I was just getting so stressed and I was flat out making all these rings. And I started to almost resent it because I was like, I'm not getting paid enough for the amount of work that I'm doing. You know, Nick and I were both flat out. And I, you know, I was like, I've known for a while I've needed to put these prices up and I just haven't done it. So I just cracked and I did it in like 24 hours. I just sat down and went, okay, this one's going up to this price. This one's going up to this price. Looked through them and I literally sat there and put up all the prices on all of those items in all of my shops. And it took me quite a while to go through and do that. And I was terrified as well because I'm like, well, this stuff's all selling really well. And some of these items, I put them up by, you know, to $20 each because, or more, because they were way lower than they should have been. And, you know, so I had that fear that, am I shooting myself in the foot here by doing this right now? Should I be waiting? But I just couldn't. I just, you know, we were too flat out. So I did that. And lo and behold, sales did not slow down. They just kept on rolling in at the new prices, but we felt like we were getting paid what it was worth now. The work that we were putting into these pieces, I felt like the price was right, and so, you know, it was worth the extra stress and the extra time that we had to put in to get all these orders out the door. Be ye not so stupid as I was. Get your prices organized before the Christmas rush. You know, if you've been thinking for a while, I think I need to put my prices up, do it now. Get it organized before that time. You know, even if you have, you know, we all have that fear that when we put our prices up, sales might drop off. And you know what? They might, but they might also stay the same or pick up. And even if they stay the same or drop off a little bit, you're still making more money than you were beforehand. So it's really worth the time and effort to think about your prices now and get them organized so that when the Christmas rush comes, you can be happy that you're getting paid what you're worth and what you need to be getting paid for all these orders that you're making. Whew, and I think that'll do us. There you go. There's your 11-step holiday prep checklist. I hope you found that really helpful. I hope you have an amazing Christmas holiday sales period and that you have more sales than you've ever had before and that everything runs smoothly and that everything's organized. And if you follow that checklist, those things should happen for you and your business. Remember, there's a downloadable version of the checklist. There's also a shareable, like an image version. If you want to share that on social media, I'd love it. Please take it, share it anywhere you want, on your Facebook, on Instagram, whatever. Share it and help other people to get themselves ready for the holiday rush, hopefully. Fingers crossed for everybody. And make sure to go download it for yourself. And not only is there that JPEG, there's the PDF. So you can download the PDF and print that out and chuck it up on your wall and work your way through that over the next few weeks.
Good luck, Thrivers, getting ready for the holiday season. I hope you have your best holiday season ever and you make gazillions of sales and make lots of people really happy because they get to give the gift of your amazing handmade goodness to their friends and family. Have a wonderful week. I'll be back with you next week. This has been the Create and Thrive podcast and I am Jess Van Den. Bye for now.